This Shabbos will be Parshas Kisisa, and I'd like to discuss this evening a subject which is sometimes misunderstood. The subject is Netilas Yadayim for davening. People think it's Midas Hasidus or Hasidus practice, you know, or something, a nice hiddur. Try and go through it, understand the significance of it and where it comes from. We have in Sedra Kisisa, and let's see. So it says in Perek Lamed of Sefer Shmos, Pasuk Yud Zayin, by the Rosh Hashanah Mor Yuches, Vasisa Kior Nechoshes Vechano Nechoshes Ratzah, and Asato So Ben Ola Moed Ben Mizbech Asato Shom Amoyim. Right, that's the making of the Kior, the washing basin and its faucets and so on, and the platform that's on. Barachatzu Aaron Uvana Vemenosi Deheres Harglam, and Aaron his son should wash in this kior, this they call it a laver, this wash basin, as yidehem as raglehem, both their feet and their hands and their feet. Pasuk Chav, thank you. El Ol Moed, Yichatzu Mayim Eloi Musu. When they come into the Ol Moed, Yichatzu Mayim Eloi Musu, they should wash their hands and again their feet, so they should die. O Begishto Mizbeach L'Sharis, like TV Shem Hashem, when they approach the Mizbeach to offer an offering. Chav Aleph. So this is the din. Obviously, it's presented here as one of the klei hamishkan, klei hamikdash, the wash basin and that which it's standing on, and everything that is used for able to for them to be able to wash. The kohanim to be able to wash. The Ramban comments on these tzuka. Ramban comments on pasuk. Again, this is Parak Lamed. On pasuk Yud Tes, Ramban writes, "Harachitza hazo derech kavod shomala." This washing is a din kavod shemayim, right? The kavod for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kol akar v'shulchan hamalachim l'sharso. Anybody who comes to the king's table to wait on or to serve on the king's table, liga b'pas, you know, to touch the bread and so on, he's served by the king, or the wine he's going to drink, etc., etc. Rochet yodav. He has to wash his hands first. You don't serve the king with dirty hands. Bavur, heos hayadayim askanios. Because hands are askanios. Yadayim askanios, the Gemara has that expression. Yadayim askanios, hands are busy touching things, you know, and you put your head and wiping off your sweat, and you know, the hands are all over the place. So therefore, it's proper to, it is proper to wash your hands. That's the idea. And he says it mentions the feet also, because in those days they used to walk barefoot and so on. We'll get back to that, and maybe later on. Then he has more of a mystical reason, Valderach HaEmes, you know, the mystical secrets and so on, that the hands are the end of the person, and then we pick them up to the highest part of the body. Okay, anyway, so that's the Ramban here, but basically the idea that I'm interested in is the first part, Harachitza Hazo Derech Kavod Shomala. This washing is a sign of Kavod. Again, this is the din that Kohanim are required to wash their hands and feet as part of, you know, before beginning the Avoda in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. Now there is a Mishnah in Masechah Zochim, where Mishnah says, on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis Zochim, Mishnah says, "Kol azvachim, all karbonos shekibul damon, which where the blood was received as part of the process by a zar, an ankohen, or an onain, or tul yom, mechusar kippurim, various other psul umechusar begadim, or by a kohen is not wearing the proper bidei kahuna, or shelo rochatz yadayim raglaim, if he did not previously wash his hands and legs, hands and feet, an orel tomei, all these things." It says posal that disqualifies the avoda that the person is going to do. That's the Mishnah Zochim, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. Rashi there says, "Dimasul b'shalo rochatz yadayim v'raglayim mina kior." Not meaning that at home somebody didn't wash, he hasn't bathed in a week. It means when he came in, he didn't wash his hands and feet from the kior. That's Zochim, the Mishnah Tesvav Amud Beis. The Gemara a little bit later on that Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Parabanan. So at the top of the page, Kohen Gadol Shelo Toval. The Kohen Gadol did not immerse himself in the mikveh. The Shelo Kidesh, and he did not. That's the expression of washing the hands and the feet. It's called Kidesh Adam Raglayim. He did not sanctify and so on. Bein Beged LeBeged, in between the different garments. Now as Rashi explains right away, Kohen Gadol is this particular reference to Yom Kippur. Kegon, it says Rashi, Bechomesh Avodos Yom HaKippurim. Yalfinim B'Seder Yuma, Nasech Zimu, Dafan Beis Malav, Hu Shom Mishanem, Lebig Dei Zav, Lebig Dei Lovin, Lebig Dei Lovin, Lebig Dei Zav. The Kohen Gadol changed several times. His regular garments are called Lebig Dei Zav, because they have gold in it, but the Yom Kippur, besides those regular garments, the Kohen Gadol, when he went with Nai V'Lifnim, for certain Avodos wore only what's called Big Dei Lovin, certain only white the garments and so on, right? They don't wear gold inside. Anyway, so we had a chain, so it's Sarech Lechol Chilav Tvila Ushnei Kedushin. Each change of clothing required of going to the mikveh and before and after of washing the hands and feet. Mina mikveh, it's learned out from Sukkim. Him lo tava v'lo kiddush avodos o ksheira. If the Kohen Gadol fails to do that, his avodah is kosher. So let's look back in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol shelo tava v'shel kiddush bein beged lebed bein avodah l'avodah, the avad, and he did the avodos o ksheira. Okay, that's on Yom Kippur. However, continues the brisa there. It's actually Tosefta. Continues the echad kohen gadol, the echad kohen hedyut shelo kiddush yod v'raglav shachris. However, a kohen gadol or even a kohen hedyut who did not wash his hands and feet shachris in the morning before beginning the daily avoda, the avad avodosa psula. That's the Gemara here, and that's what the Mishnah says. Right. It says Rashi Shachris, Bein Yom HaKippur, Bein Mechol HaShana. That's not that part of the Brisa no longer talking about Yom Kippur. The Brisa begins by talking about the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. It says the Kohen Gadol misses in between the changing of the garments and so on and so forth. He misses Kiddush Adam Raglayim, so the other day avodah is kosher. But on a regular day, that's Rashi says, Bein Yom HaKippur, Bein Mechol HaShana, but also Psula. He alfina l'chukah, chukah, mechusah begadim. The previous Gemara explained that it's compared to mechusah begadim. Mechusah begadim means he's not wearing the proper big day kona. So that also about his parcel. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says here. So this is the Gemara in Zochim, Daf Yud Tes, Amud Beis. And the implication is, not the implication, the clear statement is that the, I forgot to bring the Rambam. Can you get the Rambam, the big set, Chilek, base?
What is it?
Bias Mikdash will be in another book. I'm sorry, I only brought the other Rambam. So it's not just an implication, it's a statement that this requirement that's specified in our psukim here in Parshas Kisisa, washing is ma'akev in the avodah. If you don't do it, the kior was necessary, not only is on the klei mikdash, but it was machshir the avodah. The washing from the kior was machshir the avodah.
But it seems like the avodah, yeah, the base mikdash was really korbanah.
So korbanah is Torah, it's other things, yeah.
As opposed to tefillah.
Good, we'll have to get to that. Okay, we'll see. But right now, I only talking about what's in the Pesukim. You're right. But I got the Gemara in Zochim. The Rambam, the Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Paskins in Perikei, Halacha Zayin. First, he says over there, Kohen Gadol Shelo Tovav Lo Kiddush Yod V'Raglav Bein Begadim V'Gadim V'Bein Avod L'Vod V'Yom HaKippurim V'Avod Avodos HaKshera. Not in Paskins like this Gemara. Why? Because Hoel va'os on a tefillas akidushin ain't on shavim the arav v'vanav. Because these tefillas are not the same. This is a unique din of Yom Kippur. Our pasuk in Parshas Kisisa says rochatzu meno aron v'vanav. So the rechitza that's me'akev is only a type of rechitza that is equal to all aron and v'vanav. That's the idea that Rambam says. Therefore, because it says in Emar rochatzu aron v'vanav meno. That's our pasuk. Dover Hashava Bekala Kohanim Ma'akev. The only thing that's Ma'akev is the type of washing that's applicable to all Kohanim. And what is that? That's who Kiddush Rishon. That's the first washing in the morning. That the Kohen Gadol washes in Yom Kippur, and not every Kohen is do every day. That's the Rambam Parakei, for those Bias HaMikdash Halacha Zayin. Now, just to amplify the point, we see in a different Gemara that not only is the Avod Apostle, but actually this carries with it a chiyuv misa. Mar says it's Sanhedrin. You can find it here. Mar has in Masechah Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. I didn't do well, I'm not bringing the right spot. Anyway, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel Aleph Gufo, The Elu Shebemisa. These are certain avodas which bring along with it which are capital offenses. Right, they bring along with the death penalty. These are it means Misa de Shemayim. Right, so it says Guf of Elu Shebemisa Ochel Asatevel VeKoyin Tamei Shachol Truma Torah VeZar Shachol Truma VeZar Shishimesh and so on and so forth. And among the things are Mechusa Begadim, a Kohen Mechusa Begadim, and does the avoda VeShelo Rochatz Yadayim Raglayim. A Kohen who failed to wash his hands and feet, that brings along a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's the Gemara Pei Gimel Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara explains further on Pei Gimel and Beis. How do we know? That's the Gemara's Kasha. On Pei Gimel and Beis, it says, V'shal Arachat Yadayim Raglayim Menolam. Answer, Dichsiv, our Pasuk, V'vo Amal Olam Oeg, Yechot Samayim, Elohim Usum. It's Mikhlah Lav, Rashi Chumash actually says, Mikhlah Lav, Ata Shamei Hain. It says here that that if you, when they come to Omer, they have to wash, and hence they won't die. The implication is they don't wash, they will die, right? That's Mikhlah Lav, Ata Shamei Hain. And that's the, again, it refers to, you know, to doing the Avodah. Yeah.
This is the
license
only in the Mikdash, though.
Yeah, Mikdash and Mishkan, yeah. So that's the din. So we'll get to Tefillah. I'm not going to. In terms of Chiyuv D'oraisa, I'm not going to. But L'maisa, the Torah requires they wash their hands, and if they do so, not only is the avodah psula, but the as I say, you're liable to the death penalty. Rashi Chumash again in Pasuk Chav. Let's see the Rashi inside, I guess. In our parsha, Rashi refers to these Gemaras. He says on Pasukov, again, this is Parak Lamed in Sefer Shmos. Rashi says on Pasukov, here it is, Veloya Musu, right? Ha imloya chatzi yamusu. Shabbat Torah nemru kolos, mikhala avatashamehain. That's the official rule of avatashamehain. But the thing is, it says Veloya Musu twice. Because in Pasuk Chaf it says, and then it says again in Chaf Aleph, so the next Rashi in Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, why is it again? Coming into the Heichel itself requires it, and engaging in the Avodah requires it. And this again is brought to Halacha by the Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. Now in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvus Asay Lekadesh Kohen Ovid Yod V'Raglov V'Achar Kach Yavod Shenem V'Racha Tzuhar Nevod Amin Shenem V'Saglem. Again, based on our pasuk, the Rambam tells us the Mitzvus Asay and V'Kohen She'Ovad V'Loki Neshod V'Raglov Shachris in the morning Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim Shenem V'Yichat Tzuhar Nevod Musu V'Avoros Apsula Bein Kohen Hedjad Bein Kohen Gadol. So there's two impacts. Number one, he's Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim. That means that Kosh Baruch will somehow punish him, at the proper time. And he also suffers that the avoda is possible. That's with regards to the din of washing hands and feet prior to avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, obviously, we have no Beis Hamikdash, we have no Mishkan, and our tefillos, at least in a certain sense, take the place of the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So we find. The Gemara has in Maseches Brachos, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Gemara has a pasuk from Tehillim, and we'll see how the Gemara now extends it from things relating to the Mizbeach to Tefillah as well. The pasuk says the pasuk in Tehillim is in Tehillim. What? No, that's not the pasuk Gemara uses either. Gemara has a pasuk in Tehillim Parakhov Vav, Pasuk Vav, which says, Erchatz binikayon kapai, va'asovava es mizbachacho Hashem. I will wash my hands cleanly and so on, and I will walk around in his bath. That's again, in Tehillim Parakhov Vav, Pasuk Vav, Erchatz binikayon kapai, and va'asovava es mizbachacho Hashem. So based on that, the Gemara says the following, in Brachas of Yudal on Beis, very bottom of the page, a person wants to mekabel ol machu shemayim in the full, complete sense. Yifne, and he should relieve himself. V'yito yadav, wash his hands. V'yaniach tefillin. V'yikar krishma v'yispalo. V'zuhi machu shemayim shlema. That's the Gemara. Top of already now the top of Pesach Vav Mod Aleph. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Yechanan. Let's see. They were talking about it. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Yechanan. Kol Anifne v'Notel Yadav u'Menach Tfilin v'Kari Kriyishma Mispalal Male Alav Kosov Ki Ilu Bona Mizbeach v'Hikriv Alav Karbon. Right, that's the chesiv, and it quotes this pasuk: "Arachas mekan kapayin tzav lasoz mechach Hashem." So the Gemara makes the jump. You tell me I can't make the jump. I didn't, but the Gemara makes the jump. The Gemara takes a pasuk which is speaking about asovus mizbechacha, right, going around the mizbeah, and then the Gemara attaches that to person saying kriyashma and davening song. Rashi explains the chesiv arachas mekan kapay. You know, mashma arachas. Actually, let me read one more line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amalei." Rava had another limud. Well, sovel amar kilu toval. It's not just that you were just washing your hands. Your credit is if your mamish were toval in the mikveh. The chesiv erchatz mikan, the chesiv architz kapai. All right, Rashi explains the chesiv erchatz mikan, mashma erchatz kol aguf. Well, the chesiv architz kapai. The drosh also. Omer shemalav sochar kaschar rechitz kapai kilu toval kol aguf. Well, fine. However, the Gemara derives it. The Gemara basically is telling us this din that. That a person is supposed to wash as well as part of the preparation in the morning for tefillah, right? He goes to the bathroom, washes hands, he puts on tefillah, says kriyashma, tefillah, brachas, yudal beis to tesvav amid aleph. So here, the Rambam tells us the following: Perek Dalad Hilchos Tefillah. The first three halachas. Perek Dalad Hilchos Tefillah. Says the Rambam, Chamisha Dvarim Me'akvin Es Tefillah. There are five things which prevent a person from being yotze davening, or who shouldn't daven, afal pishi giyazman, even though the zman has arrived. One is taharas hayadayim, cleaning his hands. I'll read the others, kisa erva, and the erva right there to cover, the taharas makamatzilo, dvar machovzim, osova, kavanas alei, removing all distractions, fine. So we're only interested, obviously, in the first one, taharas hayadayim. That's parak dalav, hilchas tefillah, halacha aleph, halacha beis, taharas hayadayim ketzer. What do I mean by taharas hayadayim? Says the Rambam, rochets yada b'mayim ad haperek, v'achar kach yispala. You should wash your hands up until the knuckles, and then daven. And he discusses what to do. Yeah?
This sounds like it should apply to the
chamayim
also.
Mm-hmm. So far, no distinction made. Absolutely correct. Why not any distinction between the chamayim and shachas? The Rambam doesn't make any distinction. Okay. Then the Rambam discussed in the rest of Halacha Beis is what if there is no water nearby? How far do you have to travel with the same shalom and it's a dime for bread, which is not our topic now. But how far do you have to go to find water? Fine. Okay. And if you can't, there's no water, so you clean your hands in a different way. And Halacha what? Call me the monkey. Yeah, call me the monkey, right. So that's in Halacha Beis, he says, Vitzor, Bafar, fine. And Halacha Gimel, he says, depends whether it's on the way or out of the way. Again, we don't need all of that. What's interesting is, towards the end of Halacha Gimel, okay, the Rambam writes the following, Bamed Rambam, Mishaino Matar, Latfila, Ela Yod, Buvad. Okay, notice that the Rambam said, Taras Hayadayim. He only said, washing hands. So now at Halacha Gimel, one second, at Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam Amed, Rambam Murim She'enam Taras Filo Yadav Bilvad, when is this true that all you have to worry about is Taras Yodayim, cleaning your hands only? That's Bishar Tfilos Chutz Mitzvilos Shachris. Ava Bishachris, Rochets Ponav Yadav Ver Yadav Ver Ragav Achachach Yispalel. Paskin the Rambam, Perek Dalad of the Chutz Filoch Gimel, you have to wash your hands and feet and your face. When did I say Taras Yodayim is Ma'akev? Like you said, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'arev, it's a din and tefillah, doesn't matter what the tefillah is. However, for Shachris, you have to wash your hands and your feet as well. So Paskin the Rambam. I don't know how many people do that, but that's what the Rambam says. Okay? Comes, well, I don't know, it's a right before Davin, I guess, if you do right before Davin. Comes the Ravid. There, and our circus arriving, and says, Amar Avram, lo yadati raglov lama. I don't know what he's talking about with the feet. I don't know why he still wash your feet. I don't know where that comes from. That's the whole Ravid. On the bottom of the page, the
mitzvah.
So the pasuk says, okay, well, if that's the reason. Or if you say like us, like we were implying to learn from the Kohanim, that our pasuk says, Rochatsu men are one of us, Yudayanus are glam. But nonetheless, the Ravid obviously disagrees. He says, you don't have to wash your feet, only the hands. Okay, so let's see what that's about. At the bottom of the page of the Rambam, one of the Mefarshim printed, the Migdal Oz. Not quoted that often. even though it's printed on a page. But here, as we'll see momentarily, the Kesef Mishnah quotes it. So if the Kesef Mishnah quotes it, we can look at it too. So the Migdal Oz on the page says the following. Kosev Arayvidzal Loyadati Ragov Lama Vani Talmido Matzosi Oso Shone Bebraisa Bishmaitza Besraifta Perpa Metomnin. He said, I found a mucker for the Raglov. Also, he said, Gomorrah, but Metom, that's Shabbos, Daf Nun Amidbeis. The Sikna, Sabriwa, Kihad, Tanya, Rochets, Adam, Pana, Vyad, Varago, Bechol, Yom, Bishril, Koneo, Shenemar, Kopola, Shulaman, Neo, Adkan. He quotes the Kamalahachi, and that's the din. The Migdal Oz says, there's another Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Perak Tez Zion, Pasuk Dalad. There's a Mishlei lying around there, let's see. There probably is one, so may as well we'll look at it inside. We'll see the whole pasuk. That's fine. So the that's always good too. I didn't know they had that. Okay. So in Mishlei Perek Tes Zayin pasuk Yudalid says the from our Melech Mishlei Perek Tes Zayin Yudalid. It says no. What pasuk did I say? I'm sorry, Dalad, not Yudalid. Perek Tes Zayin pasuk Dalid. So much commentary. I have Paul Hashem Lamaneo Vigam Rosh Eliyom Ra. Really, it's in the first part of the pasuk. Paul Hashem Lamaneo. Everything Hashem made, He made for His own sake. That's the pasuk. Paul Hashem Lamaneo. On the base of that pasuk, the Gemara in Shabbos says the following. We have the Gemara in Shabbos over here. Gemara in Shabbos Taf Nun on the base. Now, the subject there. We're coming in the middle of the discussion. But we'll look at it anyway. Gemara says, we'll read the story. Amemar Umarzutra Ravashi have a yasu. At one time, Amemar and Marzutra Ravashi were sitting around together. Aisul Kamayu Barda. Someone brought Barda. Barda was some type of a thing, was made out of, I looked it up, aloe, and like. Powder or some type of compound, aloe and other things, maybe violet or something like that, and gave a good fragrance, and you cleaned yourself with it. So Amemar and Rav Ashi washed themselves with this sweet smelling kind of compound. Marzutra didn't. So Amulei, Lo Sovalai, Lamar, Ahadar of Sheshes, Bar Dashari. An issue of Shabbos. That's why it's in the Sefer Shabbos. Maybe it's Shemukta. So don't you agree? They asked Marzutra, don't you agree with that which Rav Sheshes taught that Barda Shari Barda is not Mukta, it's Mutter? Okay? It was the type of thing I think you'd put it maybe in your hair or in your beard to smell nice and so on. Okay? Don't you believe that Barda is.
Wasn't a cream?
Maybe it was a cream. I think the Gemara earlier probably put it in your beard or in your hair. Like a sweet smelling thing. I think it also had myrtle or hadassim in it. It was sometimes. The point was it gave off a smell, almost like a cologne, I suppose, would be the type of thing that it was. So anyway, he didn't use it. Marzutra didn't use it. They asked him, don't you hold like Rav Sheshes, who says it's mutter to use on Shabbos? So Amar Rav Mordechai, who I guess was also there, said the following, Bar Minei Demar, he goes, excuse Marzutra, what he did, he explained what Marzutra did, Tafkilu Bechol Namilo, okay? Namilo, it's not on Shabbos. He didn't refrain from using this because it was Shabbos. It was a mukta problem. He doesn't use it on Shabbos either. Why? Sovra lo, ki ha de tanya megara adam galde tsov, galde maka shal basar b'shul tsaro, im shul shul liapos osar. You can use certain things to remove pain. You can put any ointments or creams, like you were saying before, or something like that, whatever, on your, on a wound, okay? But I'm not going on Shabbos. You can put it on a wound if it's b'shul tsaro, to relieve any pain. But in Bishul Yapos Usar, if it's to beautify yourself, then it's no good. Then you're not allowed to. Why? Because this, as Rashi explains, Mishum Yapos Asma Usar, Mishum Yilbash Gever Simos Isha, because this is a woman's kind of thing. I always wonder a little bit about aftershave and these type of colognes. Those, I think, may not have to allow it because they make the following distinction. If it's Lahavir, it's Azuama. If they get rid of a foul smell, then you can do it. But if it's starting to smell sweet, then it's perhaps a violation of Libash Geber Simos Isha. It's like a woman's thing to put on perfumes, and men shouldn't do it. Okay, again, unless it's the Lahavir Zazuma, to get rid of the bad smell and the sweat and stuff like that. But that's what the Gemara says. So therefore, Marzutra wouldn't use any time, wasn't a Shabbos. Fine. But then the Gemara says, so what do the other guys hold, Taka? or Rav Sheshes, who is it? No, it was Amemar and Rav Ashi did put this on. Okay, so Shabbos is not the issue. It was not a question of mitzvah. It was a marzutra never wanted to do it. They thought it was Begadisha type of thing to put on these type of fragrances and colognes. So what did they hold? Inu keman siralu sabrua. Ki hadetanya rochets adam panav yadav ragu v'chayom bishvil kano. Bishvil shemar kopal Hashem l'maneo. Based on a pasuk in Mishlei, they held, no, it's one should make oneself smell good and dress oneself up in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Ramban said in our pasuk, it's Kol Shamayim. What we're interested in is, from this limud, is Rochets Adam Wat, Panav Yadav Viraglav, Bechol Yom. That's the language of the Gemara on Shabbos, Tav Nun Beis. You wash your hands and your feet, your face, your hands and feet, every day. So therefore, says, coming back to our sugya, says the Migdal Oz, in our Gemara here in our Rambam, rather, here in Perk, the Ravid said, I don't understand why the Rambam says you have to wash your feet. So the Migdal says, the Mokar is that Gemara Shabbos, Daf Nun. You know, which says openly that you wash your hands and feet every day in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Migdal, Mistama. That's why the Rambam included feet as well, despite the Ravid's objection. The Kesef Mishnah. By the way, just for clarifying, because it's, we read the Pasuk in Mishlei. How does that pasuk called Paul Shalom Maneh have to do with this issue? So I forgot to read before, but Rashi explains. Let's just find the Rashi. Bishul Koneo, Lekavod Koneo, right? Tefsiv Kibitzel Kimas and so on. But oh, the Haroa Brios knows Omer Brosha Kacha Be'Alamo. People see other people look nice and smell nice, they'll say, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kalpa Hashem L'maneo is in a fancy way of saying, Hakol Bar L'Chvodo. We know that from Chachas, Hakol Bar L'Chvodo. Person looks dignified, looks nice, looks, smells nice, and so on and so forth. So that brings dignity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kalpa Hashem L'maneo. Everything Hashem does, it really glorifies Him. So you have a person who dressed himself up and looks shtaddy and look, what do they say? They say shtitzi, whatever the term is. So that's the Rashi saying, that's the Raya. So says the Migdal Oz, Mistama, that's what the Rambam had in mind. Like we know, the Rambam's, everyone pines on the Rambam, he never gave us his Mekorah. So that's what the Raya had. Where's the Rambam come off saying you have to wash your feet every day? We never saw such a thing. Where do you get it from? So the Migdal Oz, how do we got it from? Shabbos, that's normal base. Says you do it every day. The Kesef Mishnah, as I said before, quotes this Migdal. Kesef Mishnah writes, Kosar Arad lo yadati ragalav lama ad kalashonu, v'nir midibah Migdal Oz, v'shtemitze lemar harayvid all the time, perak mabimetonin, rochets adam ponav yadav ragu chayom, shenemar kol par shalom aneo. Tahayim lo tzvil shachas, every day, meaning in the morning, before davening. So, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Migdal Oz implies that the ragalav wasn't aware of that Gemara. A little strange, So says the, that he forgot about it, or he couldn't imagine where the Rambam got his mokar from. The Migdal Oz is right, the Perisha Gemara. So what was the Ravid thinking? That's the Kesef Mishnah wants to know. What was the Ravid's thought here? If you have a puzzle, why did the Ravid say, I don't know where he got that from? Well, you don't know where he got it from. It's a Gemara. So, well, okay, whatever. The assumption is that the Ravid didn't forget that the Gemara, that's Kesef Mishnah. It says, the lead mirror, the lowest mitzvah, high price of the Ravid's all. I want to say that the Ravid did not forget about this. Ella, Shehuzal Mefarish, the lowly Indian Tefillah is not a high Brisa. Okay, the Brisa is not talking about doing this for davening. The Brisa is talking in general. Ella Inyan Imutter Lirchot Ponavaragov Kedeli Apos is Asmon, Kedepirish Rashi. Is it allowed altogether to wash your hands and feet? Maybe it should be like perfuming yourself. It might be under Klesha, under Loya Klegever Alisha, Loya Simos Gever Alisha, Loya Klegever Alisha, or Yavash Gever Simos Isha, right? In other words, the Kesef Mishnah is saying all that Gemara is coming to know it's okay to wash your hand and face in general, but not to create a chiyuv to do it. A person may wash his hand. Don't think that that's under, in other words, that's the Pashup Shana Gemara, really. Because the Gemara says that Marzutra didn't want to use this this fragrance thing because he felt it was, never mind Shabbos, he felt it was a din of Big Day, Begad Isha, right? To use this type of cologne or fragrance or whatever it was, exactly. So, he thought it was a problem. The other guy said, no, the Pasuk says you should wash your hand. The Pasuk comes to tell you that it's mutter to use it. That's what Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah says the Pasuk comes to mutter, mutter to do this. It's mutter to wash your hand and face. But it's not coming to establish a chiyuv with regards to what the Rambam puts us here in Hilchos Tefillah. Rambam's not, this is not Hilchos Deis, as some of Rambam talks about nice conduct and so on. Here is Hilchos Tzivos, Parash Dal Halacha Gimel, like we said before. So Rambam is presenting this as a halacha. Halacha and Hilchos Tzivos. Right? He's not telling you Musa here. He's talking about halacha and Hilchos Tzivos. So that's what the Rabbi's objective. The Rabbi knew, says the Kesemish, the Rabbi knew that Gemara and Shabbos very well. He knows the Gemara, but he's held that the Gemara is, all the Gemara is doing there is telling us that it's mutter, that it's not a problem, but Begadish should go ahead and do that. But it's not establishing a chiyuv to do it. That's how the Kesemish resolves this problem. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Manoach, it's printed in the Frankel edition, says more like you were saying, that Rabbeinu Manoach writes, Higia arrived upon a Ragav Amma. Why Ragav? Also, by Nia Omer, Vichinisal men halacha darmina perkum etomnin chayv odom lichos ponav yodav Ragav chayom b'shulkoneo shemar kapal shelam aneo. He says, first of all, says the Rabbi Nochah, I don't understand. The Rabbi forget about the Gemara, same kasha. The Rabbi forget about that the Ferish Gemara in Shabbos. And furthermore, he says, Vesu, the Trilos keneged Tridim Tiknum. And what do we learn? The Kohen Afilu Hedyot Hayom Kaddish Yodav Ragav Chayom Korar Kavas Atamid, where we started from. We learn that the whole Tefillah is modeled after the Avodah of Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan of Beis Hamikdash. And we see from the Pesukim in our Sedra that, and when we saw the Rambam, we saw the Rambam Hilchos Bias Hamikdash, the same thing. And he said that no, that's a din in that a Kohen, even a Kohen Hedyot, has to wash and his hands and feet every time he came to do the Avodah in the Mishkan of Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, if we're learning Tefillos Keneged Tefillin Tiknum, and therefore we have our Tefillos in the place of the Karbonos, so it should be the same din. That's what Rambam Hilchos says. Okay? And therefore, Kohen Afilu Hedyot Mekadesh Yodav Ragav B'Chol Yom Kodem Makabes Tamin Bim Lo Asa Kain Avad Avodah Psula Kisa Perakam Al Hamamuna. Right? We saw that also in Zvachim. And not only that, not only is he supposed to wash his hands, he doesn't. His Avodah is Pasul. Forget about it. Besides Chayav Nisa himself, but his Avodah is Pasul. Right? Umshum Hachi Adin No Sein She Adam Rochets Ponav Yodav Ragav B'Chol Yom Kodem Tzuos Hashachar. And that's Mistomer the Rambam's Mucker. You don't have to come on to the whole, you just say that the Rambam knew the Gemara, and you don't have to come on to the whole Gemara in Shabbos. Okay, you can say the Pashtus is, it's modeled after our Pesukim with regards to the Kohen, and that included Raglaim. But now, says Rabbeinu Manoach, he says, Miu, Rechitas Raglaim lo nagu osa nowadays. Why? We made Torah. What are you going to do? You come to shul, take your pants off, no, not no guy. How do you do it exactly? He says, a shower. No shower in the shul when you walk in. Right? He says, and not only that, but he says, Homipnesha Einam Askanim. Like he said before, you're dying or askanim. Touch it, not through the feet. Come on, you're dying. Homipnesha Einam Askanim, come on, you're dying. The low posture of a Chol Yisrael, that therefore is not a widespread practice in Chol Yisrael to wash your feet also. I don't know if the. Yeah, right. I've never seen it either. Even the Briskers, I don't know. Okay, but they don't do it. We've stopped doing just like a Balkari doesn't have a mikveh anymore. You know, someone has a seminal discharge and so on. So there are a few things we no longer do the way we've done in the old days. This is one of them. So that's Rabbeinu Manoach. Interesting, the Not of Yehuda has a tshuva. Not of Yehuda has an interesting tshuva that relates to this Rambam and Ravid. Not of Yehuda, it's actually a tshuva from the son of Not of Yehuda. Sometimes they print some of the son's tshuvas from the Not of Yehuda. So here, it's in the Shalosh Novidu Madura Tinyana, the second volume. It's Chelik Arachayim towards the end, Simon Kuf Mem. Read inside. He says, Masha Toma told Mahasal Shol Hevi to Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. This sheet that Rabbi has to wash your feet has not been brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Usually the Mechaber, even when he doesn't want to pass connect the Rabbi, he brings the Rabbi as a Yesh Omer. Right? And then we know the Mechaber writes, it's really not going to be Shalosh, he writes in the Shulchan Aruch. How's he going to pass connect? How's he going to decide between all the different sheets that's going to be shown him? So he says he's going to consider the work of the decisions of what he considers to be the three major Amud Arah, which is the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and he'll go by the majority of those two, which usually means he's going to pass like the Sfaradim, because two of those three, the Rif and the Rambam, the Sfaradim, Rosh wasn't, but so was the Mechaber scientist. So he's all happy. That's his rule. But very often when he doesn't Paskin like the Rambam, he doesn't just ignore the Rambam sheet, he brings it as a Yesh Omer, just in deference to the Rambam. Here, however, he doesn't bring up the sheet, so that's what the person is writing to another Yehuda, or more correctly, the son of the Yehuda, here in this Chuvah, Sandur Tanyanus, and Kuf Mem, Kelek Arachayim, he says, Masatoma, quote Ma'alos, Al Shalom, Hedi, Shalom Arachayim, Da'as Ram, Perak, Da'am, Phil, Al Gimel, Shafil Shach, Yitol Ponev, the Ragwav, Kibraisa, Shumas, Nechash, Shabbos, and Mabez, especially, it's like the Baisa. Well, my last mechalka door between Tam and Dasha Plutish when Rambam arrived in Shom and Tilsa Glaim, Talia b'Tam Chim and Tilas Shachris. He says this may touch on a famous machalka Sashpon the Rosh, which is not, we're not going into now. I'm not going to look at the original source. We'll just read it here in the Nodi Yudah. But the machalka is the Sashpon the Rosh. Why do we have to wash all together every morning? Forget Tamim for a minute. What's the deal with Tamim? So the Rambam Silver Kemosha Kosvei Silsa Rachaim Sim and Dalbis and Rashbo. Right? Right? The Rashbo says we're a new person and we're going out to Avodas Hashem. So the Kohen has to wash. So do we. And the person writing the Shiloh to the Huda, to the son of the Huda, writes, added, Lomar the son adds, Lomar the cave should do me the key, or the Chachsu alone, and talk down the Tils Raglaim. The Kohenway is sitting down the Kaddish Raglaim. Like we said, if you take this dimion between washing for davening, washing in the morning before davening, and washing from the kior that makes the mikdash, you take it all the way. So just like the kohen had to wash your davening raglaim, so we do that. That's maybe the sheet of the Rambam. Arriving so over the town, it is daven shachris. Who calls it a rush? Mishum she daven askani osheim. Okay, the yapshus shall nagel belada mokum etuna. Who knows what your hand touched at night, all of your body, and so on and so forth. So if we wash your hands in the morning, nothing to do with berei chadosh, nothing to do with kohanim, has nothing to do with the kior. Okay, it's got to do with the cleanliness in effect. That's why. So then he goes a side point because the Rambam also mentioned your face, and the Rambam didn't say anything about that. Okay, so he says, yeah. So he leaves this. So and he wonders, Lamaisa, since we talk at Pascha like the Rashba, at least for Choshesh for the Shita Rashba, the Taka, why don't we wash our feet? I mean, that's, you know, if that's true, and if this is true, that the Machokas, the Rambam and the Ravid is parallel to that Machokas, the Rashba and the Rosh, as to what the nature of Tilsa Daim is, the Rambam is following Rashba. Okay, he's saying that it has to do with, like, the Kohanim, and it's a Beri Kadosh and all that, that's why you have to wash your feet, and the Ravid is more like the Rosh, it has to do with cleanliness and effect, but not Nogea for, for feet in the same way. We'll see why in a second. So that's the machlokas. So why don't we talk this, since we've passed like Rosh Bo, at least we're choshes Rosh Bo in other areas of the Tilsa Daim morning. You know, we're makbar on certain things, so we should be makbar here too. So he says, Hine libi klochei nidme. I don't think that this whole svar is correct. Da'afu Thomas Rosh Bo, the achiz v'shachas de la kaddish atzmen o dumi de kohanim shakidsh v'kior. V'kol makom o tzark v'yel dumi de kiddish akohanim mamish. It has to be everything the same. Always, the saying it's modeled after. It doesn't mean everything's exactly the same. That's the basis. That's the origin for washing. We'll come back to that point too, right? Hurak zecher davar v'haraya derashbo lo hiskir like a kohen from a kaddish and a kiyor lo hiskir klal v'glayim. The Rashbo made the tzushtel and compared washing in the morning to washing by avoda in the mikdash. It's the same about the feet. And the leaner, therefore, I think, what's the machokas Rambam the Ravid then? If even the Rambam, so to speak, of the Rashba's position, even Rashba would agree that it doesn't have to be mamish like washing, the Kohanim washing. So then we come back to our question. So why does the Rambam insist on Raglaim and the Ravid disagrees? So the other side is a different killer. So the leaner, Lafarish, Aplutis, when Rambam arrived, the Gamma arrived, Lohaya, Nelam, High Bryce, the Shunas, at the Shabbos. Clearly, he didn't forget that Bryce in Shabbos, and so on, which says, Rochitz, Pano Yadav, Ragla, Bishul Kono. Okay? And the famous Fox is supposed to, he couldn't cross the whole Kecha, and so on. Alright. So he says, Vine, Vadai Kozak, but this whole thing about looking dignified and so on, that has to do with the parts of the body that are visible or exposed, like your hands and your face, you go on point of your dime. Avalar gulayim, talia b'minag v'ni musei amedinos. See, it depends on the local custom. So I remember when I was in yeshiva, when I was in Gush, there was a sign that the yeshiva said, you have to have socks on. If you even wear sandals, most Israeli wear sandals, you should not daven with exposed feet, you have to have socks on. That's what the sign said by the Beis Medrash. Anyway, so he says like this. Now it depends, he says, because in Derech Anshemach and Ramdos Nagdol and Abba Teraglayim, most people today wouldn't stand before a dignified person without, shoes. No, stand barefoot. But it depends where you are. If you're in India or some other places, that's considered a norm. So he says, Lachain Bismana Talmud over Artos HaMizrach. In the days of the Gemara in eastern lands, her darkum shalom libos brought their glaim. They didn't wear shoes. Okay? Rather, they had some type of minalim on palos aglaim, kshurim belulos, that thing was straps, sandals. Okay? Which with the feet were exposed. Okay? Otherwise, he could never be zayin and luchloch him in and came. Otherwise, you come with dirty, smelly feet. Doesn't look. It's not bakamadik. However, b'sharachal keguf that they're covered anyway. You don't have to worry about it. Omiato haramam heavy abaisa kitzuros. He's got gamar aglaim. The kavonas arrive rasagul b'mashakosol yodati ragulama. The whole ubedor shachatam mokam ashayachonish am arrived in the subsequent generations after the war where the arrived lived. Kvar nagu kulam lilbos poter aglaim. Everybody wore socks in the arrived country. Cain ain't lar aglaim, huh?
Provence.
France and Germany. Provence. So Im Cain, Ain La Glime, what is it? Posquares is the city, Rivet of Posquares. The name of Professor Tursky, Rabbi Tursky, the Rav Salma, wrote a book on a Rivet called Rabat of Posquares. Anyway, Im Cain, Ain La Glime, Yitom Sharon Chagig. Anyway, that's what he says is the he says the Machlokas. And therefore you don't have to come on and think that the
huh?
Yeah. Therefore says another son, you have to come on to the chiluk, like the Ben Manoch said that the Rambam said that Bryce was only talking about Davina, I'm not the Kesavish, I mean, said that the Bryce was only talking that it was a heter to wash, but it's not we talking about Davina, you have to come on to all that, everything, you know. The Didiya Kolnochan. The Ruz in Prague. Well, certainly by his time, for sure, but in old European lands. But he's suggesting that this is the root of the Machlokas, the Rambam and the rival on this issue, and that's what the chilek is based on. Okay, that's just an interesting background analysis, if you will. Lehalacha, we read the following in the Shulchan Aruch. Got the Shulchan Aruch here.
Again.
Okay. I'll open the Shulchan Aruch as well. Shulchan Aruch says, Aruch Chaim Simen Tzadi Beis Sivdalad. Simen Tzadi Beis Sivdalad. Also, Arachaim and Sadi Bays, Sifgalad, Askim from the Chabim, Tzarech Lirchot Yodav Bamayim, no mention of Raglov, Tzarech Lirchot Yodav Bamayim, in Yeshlov, and Elo Tzarech Lachs Arachayim on Paris of Hanim Lekushalach, but there Bamayim itself, the fun inside the fun of, and Tzarech Lachs Alachar, and Machamayim Admil, again, that's how far you have to go. To find water for this, but the opening din is what's most relevant to us. Tzarech lachzor, tzarech lirchot yodav amayim. You wash your hands with water, okay? And then he said, but if you're afraid by finding the water you'll miss the zman tfilas, then wash with something else. He said, the four kol midi demanki. That's a lashon mechaber, the end of sifdalah there. But anyway, that's what that's the mechaber passing. What most interests us right now is the first part. Okay, commenting on that, the Shari Tshuva says, the Rambam Kosov Gam Kane Sheyirchot Raglov, but the Raivet Hisigo. Okay, the Rambam says wash your feet, but the Raivet are rejected, as we just saw, the Mechaber doesn't even mention it. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Kotin Yadalin, the Ein Hanigov Me'akev Bezek, Kamashakev Me'akev Bunatil Lachila. Drying your hand is not necessary. Drying hands is necessary by Natil Sadaim for a meal, for Hamotzi. Matter of fact, that's how some Rishonim say, Tosa says, that's why we make the bracha. I asked the Ashkenazim, we make a bracha after washing our hands. Think about it. You wash your hands, then you make the bracha. What do you mean? Don't we always make a bracha over Lasiyasan? Since when? So the one answer is, though, that the niguv, the drawing, is part of the mitzvah. Mela, it's over Lasiyasan because the mitzvah is not done yet. Okay. Anyway, but there's a very important point in the Shabur, and the Bear, he says it. Okay, here it's a Kotni Dal. He's saying the Niguv is not Ma'akev like it is by the Tilsadayim for a meal. What's the implication? The Niguv is not Ma'akev. But the Til is. That's the Pashup Shalom Shavu. Washing is Ma'akev. Just the Niguv is not Ma'akev. That's an important point to bear in mind. Yeah.
Has to be done with the Kli.
So far we haven't seen that. All right.
Everyone's like, Nitila is like Natla is a Kli or something.
Well, the word napa, it's a whole question, where does the word metilas ivayim, what does it mean? It's a napa, it's a kli. That's where the term metilas ivayim comes from. Does it have to be with a kli? Well, in the mikdash you had to use the kior, right? But let's see.
So there's no distinction anywhere between shachas and klal, right?
So far we haven't seen one. Okay, I'm not saying nothing yet, but we'll see. That was Siv Dalet. In Siv Hay, the Mechaber writes, Rochatz Yadav Shachris, if you wash your hands in the morning, V'siach Daito, Tzarech, this is washing hands, you got up, in other words. And now, V'siach Daito, till you got dressed, you drove to shul, and you were stuck in traffic, eventually you came to shul, V'siach Daito, Tzrichim Netilu L'Tfilo, you have to wash again for davening, V'yishlomayim, Af Al Pi'i She'evedalem Shem Lichluch, even though they get dirty, okay, you know it's not dirty, their hands are clean, but you still have to wash, V'lo Yivarach, with no bracha. Okay, and the ain lo mayim zumanim ain tzarech lachzor. There's no water around. Well, today that's not too common. You always have a sink there. But in the olden days, you know, to go water, there's a well over here. You got to pull up a bucket. So there's no water around. You don't have to do it. But the washing in the morning counts. That's the point. But yeah, and there are more rights. He passes, we don't make a bracha on tefillah at all. The Bilvin Levin and Gaon, others disagree. They say you make the bracha on tefillah even when you're washing for tefillah, for davening. Okay, but that's how we follow, but that's what some do. The Mishnah Berurah writes, what does mean hisir daito? What does hisir daito? It says, Rotzalomar shehiflig harbe. There's a long delay. Bein anatil atfilah. Ad shisir daito akolshke and shishayach eschadat. Bein anatil shishachat tulsa mincha. Certainly between shachas and mincha, you went to work, or whatever it is. What's the implication? You got to wash again for mincha. You're masir das. We'll see that in a second. Chav gimel. Chav dalet. Tzvichem netilah. That's what the Mechaber said, that if you're masir das, tzvichem netilah. Why? The kevan shisir daito mishmiro. So you die maskana saying, b'shem anogu, welcome to the office. Maybe the meanwhile it taught and you didn't realize it. And he says you have to wash your hands with tefillah. Okay? Says the Mechaber, aval l'toro l'brach l'kriyash ma'astan edayim k'shera saying. Okay, he says for learning you don't have to wash, or for even to say kriyas you don't have to wash, or to say a bracha you don't have to wash. And finally in Sukkot and Chavav, ain tzarech, that's if they don't make a bracha, afal picha ain tzarech lenakos on vidin the man, ki the dum mudbok by ma'atzo, ozea, they have begin makomis machusin, you need it for cleanliness purposes. Again, if you know you didn't touch anything. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah, so that is the din with regards to washing. So, you asked before, can the washing you did, negel vaser, washing in the morning count? Depends on the Mishnah Dasana. That's what it is? Okay. Now, in terms of mincha, we find later on... most people are not careful about this din at all, we'll see. But one should be. Okay. It's in Reish Lamed Gimel of Arachayim. Arachayim is in Reish Lamed Gimel, that's Hilchas Tfilas HaMincha. It's in Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis. In Yesh Lomayim Tzarech Lito Yadav Kedei L'Espal. If water is available, you should wash it to his life. For Mincha also. Afal Pi She'ene Yodei Lem Shum Lichluch. Even though you don't think they're dirty. V'lo Yivach. You don't make a bracha. Okay? And we don't have any name about the name of Mayim Mizumon and Mayim Tzarech Lito. If water is not easily available, and there's a whole tone what's easily available. But for our person now, just not easily available. Then ain't tzarech lital. That's the Mechaber in Archaim Sin Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis. So there, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Cotton Tesvav, Mishnah Berurah says tzarech lital bein letzilas mincha, bein letzilas arvis. Marv too. The mitzvah lead to the other letzilah, because there's a mitzvah to wash this down for davening, period. Okay? Even though you know they're not dirty, that's the next Rashi. Af Mishnah Yodea, Yim not the letzilas mincha, but we see if daik to Mishnah Berurah, and ain't tzarech lital the other letzilas arvis. Let's say mincha and marv right in a row. What, everybody has to walk out and wash your hands? So when obviously, really, you were washing your hands, you didn't touch anything, you didn't do anything, just sitting there, listening to the rabbi learn halacha for 3 minutes, whatever it is, someone says a quick vart, so, but you weren't the Sif Das, you go right into Meir, then you don't have to wash again for Meir. You don't have to wash again for Meir. Even if there are more rights, afilo omeid milamudo, Yato Yada Latfila. Even if you just get up from learning, you weren't doing any hands. You weren't banging and playing with clay or dirt and anything. We're learning all afternoon. Then they call on out, time about Mincha or Marv, whatever, at the end of the Seder. So he says, Rotzalona says the Mishnah Surah Nilchas, the Mistamo Onogra Ba'am Salimid Mokom Matuno. Probably when you were learning, you weren't touching anything dirty when you're in the middle of learning. Bafilo Hachi, though, Mitzah Lito Vashiatfila, it's still a mitzvah to wash your hand for davening. Okay? And that, fine, that's the idea of that, that it's required for mincha, as we say, mincha as well. Now, if we look way back in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Dalet, which is when, of course, it's ripped out of this edition. This one, not one of these big ones, I guess. Can't tolerate the Dalet. Oh, Chelek Aleph, yeah. Almost done. Sorry about that. Let's read first what it says in Shulchan Aruch, I guess. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Dalet, horrifying. So in Siv Vav it says, you asked before about a kos and everything else. Thanks. So it says in the Mechaber, it says in Siv Vav, Ein Tzarech Revius L'Netilas Yadayim Ketfila. He says you don't need a revius for the tilas yadayim for davening. So claims,
huh?
Yes. I know. I've seen them. Yeah. Okay. Now the that's what the mechaber says. Ein tzarech revius l'tilas yadayim tefila. So what do we see right off the bat? That we don't take all the dinim of the tilas yadayim for a meal or tilas yadayim for Negelvas and so on, and transfer them automatically to the Dr. Tefillah. So that's going to open the door to the discussion about a kos and other things as well. But that's the Mechaber here in Siman Dalet Baruch Chaim Sivov. Yeah. So the Bir Agroa writes, the low garbi called me to the monkey, because water with less than a reed is no worse than wood or no worse than other stuff that they could clean. That's the Bir Agroa. But, he writes, Umil Adas Haro'ah and so on, Yeshlomer Kam Khan. Let's see, the lo mevorech. You don't make a brocha, but perhaps you should be makbid on other things. Just don't make a brocha. So the only goal maybe of the opinion that you should wash, and use a revius and so on.
But you don't have to do it three times all of a sudden.
Right? No, apparently not.
Probably once a month,
right? So I think so. So Mishnah Berurah writes, yes. Mishnah Berurah writes, again, it's the same sin in Dalet. And so cotton test vav, I can find it. Ain't so close on the b'diavad, ain't me'akev habrocha b'varach hanses daim. Aval l'chatchila, tov l'hak b'shilo gam kein revius. The Shabbos says l'chatchila should have revius. If you don't, means you can still say the brocha in the morning of hanses daim. But l'chatchila should have revius. U'kamosha kasa b'sif shacharzeh, as we say in the very next sif. So what is the very next sif? So let's read next sif is sif hey. Obviously that was sif, next one is Siv Zayin, excuse me. Tov lehakpid is good to be makpid until Sidayim Shachris, bechol hadvarim ma'akpid until Sidayim Masuda. It's good to be makpid for all the dinner, the coast and this and all this stuff should be makpid the same way. But, he says, Umir, the Ramor writes, Mir ena ma'akev lo kli, below koch gavra. Now, you can't have it put on by somebody else, but by a monkey, by, you know, automatic thing. Okay, that's why they say if you have the stuck washing through a sink, turn on, off, or something, you know. But, all right, whatever, call government. All these dinim are possible or concerns for the tils daimasuda. So we're not, all these things are not ma'akev over here, says the Ramo, at least. But again, the Mechaber did say, tol ha'akev. But anyway, the Mishnah Berurah writes as if caught in Tazayin, Eino ma'akev ratzom ha'diyevet li'an ha'brocha. But you call a brocha on the dime off. Filach ha'tchila hechad the efshu b'nyan ha'akev. Ava hechad the efshu tov la'akev. The Mishnah Berurah itself also echoes this point. Where you have water accessible, then you should wash with a revius, with everything. Try and follow all the dinim. Again, today water is readily available. The United States is turned on the sink any time of the year in a water suit. He says it's a good idea. It's not a bad kepeda. Efshu the tov la'akev. So brings the...
But it doesn't sound like you need to do two and two.
No, it doesn't say that, right. Unless you want to take the parallel all the way. I don't know, you take the parallel all the way. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes on that same Siman Dalet. Aruch HaShulchan writes, and it sums everything up neatly, but we'll see what he raises as soon as I get to it, which is now. Siman Dalet.
How come people are not
selected? I don't have a good answer for that. So in Dalet Sif Yud.
Yeah.
Some, yeah. Well, I don't know.
I guess
there are kulas, you know, maybe like for Mincha, or if you're in the Beis Medrash, or I don't know. But I don't think that people learning, I'm not sure Rosh Hashivas or Shatan are learning the Beis Medrash. I remember in Kolo, he didn't necessarily leave to wash his hands before Myers. about Myron and Bishma. We've been sitting there since Mincha time. You know, so I don't know. Right, anyway, it says in the Shulchan and Zarach HaShulchan, that same sin in Dalar Orchan in Siv Yud, he writes, "Obisif kavav kasu ein tzarach avir tzarach tefillah, v'si zayin kasu tov l'akbin, tzarach shach l'odvar makbin tzarach masuda." Okay, miu lo akiv, akinam akiv, lo klivo, kogam, etc., etc. Says Zarach HaShulchan, gam dvarim elu tmur v'einai. I don't understand, why shouldn't you have to be makbid? You should have to be makbid. Why? Hare Rambam hishra legamre in a tilazum at his nine besuda. The Rambam made a direct parallel. Didn't say, oh, it's a nice thing. He said straight out. The lower, you know, shecholik alav. No one disagrees on that point of the Rambam. The gamma roshom kosma furz vishatarach litom and a kli. The chachkin on amal levarachach is a dying rosh. Well, do you make a bracha? Why not? It's with a kli. It's everything the same. The chen arashbo kosma furz vishatarach boboke litom and a kli. I ain't shom. And whatever they have a cooler for washing, you know, and for davening, the same thing is for a suda. And he brings a statement about that also. Josie says, "Rak haran the per kolabasa kashen tzarch kli b'chena Mordechai." Some Rishonim say you don't need a kli, but the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rosh, and everybody else who take this comparison until you should do it, the dime to suda to the dime to tila. I don't know why Minole the Loma Dain Tokhli is a Mashach and a Makim, the Anal Pshit of Philotsur Mahani, the Ashur Vadamak of Tzorech Ion. Okay? And then the apprentice, because also the Zohar passes that way, so Zohar passes that way. Anyway, that's the Aruch HaShulchan, doesn't understand anybody could disagree. And that's what he says in Sif Yud. Another important Aruch HaShulchan, just going to round out that picture, is the Sim Reish Lam and Gimel. I think that was the Sim before about Mincha. Sim Reish Lam and Gimel. Sim Reish Lam and Gimel. In Sif Tes Vav. Here it is. Reish Lam Yo Katzor of the Sin of Al Shachar at Siv Beis. In Yesh Lam Mayim Tzor Kliti Al Kli Espal Af Lish Ein Adel Am Shem Lichu Vol Eivar Kapilu Omeid Limud Ono Tzor 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 Ein Lam Mayim Zon Ein Tzor Kliti Al Kli Shachar Kvar Nisboer Shem Kus Ar Beis The Chol Tfilah Tzor Kli Tzor Kli Tzor. We already explained that every Tfilah Vita Tzor Kli Tzor. Ein Lam Mayim In Akeba Offer Vitzor So Rinsi Ein And Dirt And Pebbles Whatever Ushari Dor Mishur The Ein Lam Mayim As Far As Shalom Fon About Del Mil Offer Depends What In The Ein Lam Mayim How Far Is It Travel You Know Anyway the Efshir Mincha Ekil B'chol Gav Nikashen L'mayim. Maybe there's a cool by Mincha. He brings up the distinction. Maybe there's a cool by Mincha. Okay, and that's what is implied by the Lashon. Okay, so he says, well, obviously, maybe there's din that Mincha would be different. He went after the Esmach, but we'll try and see why momentarily. Just finish up one or two other quick things. The Chai Adam writes like this. The Chai Adam, the Chai Adam in Klal Zion, the first section of course, the Chai Adam in Klal Zion, if I can find it, here it is, in Klal Zion Sif Dalid, the Chai Adam writes, Tzvila Chathchili Zohar Lito Kedina Tzvila Zohar Masuda. So Chathchili is trying to wash down this, all the stringencies until it's a diamond bread. Okay? Can rule a common dinner to the diamond. Although ain't tzarek revius mine will tell that you don't need a revius. First he says you try and follow him, he says you don't need a revius. What's going on? Okay? Then he calms down. He says, although in ain't lo mine will tell that you don't need a revius. On the key is your diamond. Fine. But at this point, the Chayadim is telling us that you don't need a revius mine, but the Chathchili should be careful about everything else. So the bottom of this edition of the Chayadim, we have the base baruch, the Nom Shul Zilba, the base baruch. His commentaries on the, I think the ones over now. Yeah. So, this base baruch, and the Chai Adam writes as follows. It's in Os Chav Gimel. Ein Tzarech Revius. HaMishavur Kosov, Ava Lachila Tov Lahak, Vishil Gam Ken Revius. Like we saw before. Mishavur says, it's even better to have a Revius. V'chein Kosov HaKavachayim Shem Mekubolam Dein Lefachos Merevius. And quote, the Kavachayim says, Dein Mekubolam, also Shem Milas Dein Revius. Okay, well, that's what he says. Okay, in a footnote, it says the following. Tzarek Omer, I'm Tzarek Yom. The Lama Bekal Beis Yom Ruach Ruach, Kosser Rav the Tzarek Lizar Bechul, the Mashal Tzarek Am Revius. Why, when you say it's parallel, I mean it's parallel all the way. Why should there be a different din of not having a Revius? I'm just a drop of water. It was like, you know, I'm like, my machonim. Put your hand in, it gets a tiny bit wet. I mean, that's what people do. You know, it's only because then they just made those cups. I have to get a Maimah Chorim, so it was a big thing of water. So they're passing this tiny thing around. Anyway, he says, Kartoma Zelach HaShulchan B'Yagorchad or Gam Pozal Yis Ein Rebarchim Lachain Yishli Zor B'Deh. Anyway, he quotes the Kashul Sirach HaShulchan B'Deh, and now he writes as follows. This is again the base Baruch. He says, Ulika Din Zelo Avanti Di Barav Di Ilu B'Simon Alav Kosa Tzorach Lito Alav Perik Dafka Dumin the Kohen and the Kaddish Yodah. What do you mean? We were modeled this whole din after the Kohen. The Mashma the Zemidina V'Lomalim Yen Kliyo Tzorach Shia Dumin the Kiddush. Some say the whole din of how much you have to wash until Zayin for Suda is modeled after Kiddush of the Heimrag Lion. So well, it's got to be. So he said an important point to Baseball. Efshar the Mar, the cost of Harav, Dumi the Kohen HaMekadesh, Ze Olal Ikra Din Tzil. That which we said in Tzidayim for Davening is like the Tzidayim of the Kohen. Just that there is such a thing as the Tzidayim. Not that it brings all the din in. So where did the dinim come from? That's the Gemara in Brochus that we said that our Pasuk can tell him Erechatz Bin Kohen Kapal. What did that Pasuk for? Why did the Gemara have to bring that Pasuk? Why didn't it say we wash because of Talat the Kohanim? So he says, no, the baseball puts together both. The comparison to the Kohanim is just to tell you a general rule that what? That you have to wash until the time for davening, just like the Kohen had to wash, or the Kohen had also had to wash before going to the Avodah. However, the other Pasuk, Erechos, Rekan, Kapai, Kapai means your whole hand, and therefore it follows the dinim of until the time for Suda. The only thing it doesn't bring in is the fact that you have to use a revias. So that remains something that's out of the picture. Finally, one other thing, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, in Sif Tes Vav, writes as follows. Kosar Osena Bala Shulchanach, Sif Beis, Mi'esh HaMayim Tzorach Lito, Edom Tes Vav, Afu Shen Hedelam Shum Lichol, and so on. He says, I don't understand. He says, just a second. This is what I was looking for. Yeah. Oh, he says the Efsher the Mincha he kila b'chol gav nikshen l'mayim u'chol nikshen mash moshon shekosel in l'mayim u'zon. He says Mincha perhaps is not as strict. He makes a chilek. Doesn't exactly fully explain why, but you know I'd like to suggest why, based on everything we just said. If we hold that, what is it that brings in the din? If it's a din like Erechos Mekan Kapai and so on and so forth, in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Taka should not make a difference whether it's Shachris or it's Mincha or it's Ma'ariv. Any time we're coming to do something, you have to, you know, honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making sure it's perfectly clean. If we hold this modeled after the Kohanim, especially the base Baruch said it, that all that does is tell us there's an inyan of, that's the very source of the inyan of washing before davening, be like the Kohanim. Well, the Kohanim did not have to wash again later in the day before Mincha, so before the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. So maybe that's another reason why we're makel by, in other words, we're makel in the sense that we don't have to follow all the dinner until Zedayim Besuda, because that's not all included under the Kohanim. But you can't make it stricter than the Kohanim. You can debate what's brought in by the comparison of Kohanim, but you're not going to make it stricter. And by them, there was no. You don't have to wash again in the afternoon. Maybe that's the reason why the Aruch HaShulchan says we're not quite as makbid. Last thing I want to mention, and done, and that is a tshuva from Rav Sternberg. If you ask your question, is Charles Tshuva's tshuva on Hagas Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin Beis? He says the Tils Adayim Latzvila LaRambam Chiyu Meikar Adin Meikar Adin Kol Achila Mamish. Okay, laf b'stam yadayim, chayav lital tzul, k'mo achila, v'orachal tzadayim. The Rambam says, you make a bracha. He quotes the Rambam, we didn't see it inside. But he quotes the Rambam, parak vav, v'chus brachas, alach ha-beis. Kolon hos l'yadu, b'ayin l'achila, b'ayin l'kvish, b'ayin l'tzul, m'vorach, t'chila. Asher k'yashan s'varam, tzadayim. So why is the mitzvah chachamim? She tzavinam in the Torah, look, washing by bread, is that a deraisa? It's also with we say al tzadayim. So here, same thing. That is I'm also and quotes it. Rosh holds like that, and that's what we mentioned before. The Vilna Gaon says the Halacha, okay, and even before Mincha, okay. Now he says im kinagol lo levar chanim shun sabek brachas choshen shdaran that you don't make a bracha at all. So some brachas are hakel fine. Avu ikra din huchal halacha the starvin amsul etc. And he writes with tamua hadavar Sheesh Mizalzlan Hayom Bikra Achir Vinotlin Ratzas Mayan Bezmos Kain Mayim Achorim. So it's a pella why nowadays people aren't makpid on this, and some people put a drop of water on like Mayim Achorim. Let's read this line, and when they were done mamish, Ulegdole Haposkim Obrim Achir Rabbanan. Let me put your violet in there, Rabbanan. So I don't know, you know, if people, again, we had a little bit of a limud chus. The mitzvah was that, first of all, the washing in the morning counts, and maybe once you did it in the morning, that covers you even later, because the Kohanim didn't change, but nonetheless, it's an interesting din. And again, the Shemrach is right, doesn't understand why people aren't makpid in this din, and you're violating a din there, Rabbanan. So, I'm not telling you what to do, but Levisa, it's a good idea to wash, in some way, prior to davening as well. I wish you a good Shabbos.